All right. I would like for you, please, to open to Proverbs chapter 1. We're going to get to some pretty basic things today. Proverbs chapter 1. I've been looking at a number of things regarding our hope and some of the things that, you know, we have to look forward to. And there's a scripture, maybe we'll look at it a little later. It's in 1 Corinthians 15. But it talks about if in this life only, we have that hope, we are of all men most to be pitied. That's something. Because we stake our lives on that hope and on the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. But God is a trustworthy God. And we're going to look at some things this morning about trusting Him. And I wanted to begin here in Proverbs chapter 1. It says in verse 7, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Of knowledge. Is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is where it starts, is the fear or the reverence of God. That word fear, again, I think most of you know this. It's it is an awareness of something much bigger than you. And that can be fear as in afraid, or fear as in reverence. See? And it's really an awe. It's an awe of our God. Now, I want to turn the page to Proverbs chapter 2. These are some of my favorite scriptures. And we're going to see that these things that we're reading here are as true today as they were when these were written. It's a living word, and we'll see that. But it says in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "My son." Now we're going to get a little bit into how we get to where we reverence God. "My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding." Okay. That heart is put for, it's you know, the innermost part of you. It's where believing, it's where your believing comes from. It's where the issues of life come from. It's how you see things. It's how you conduct yourself. See, those are the things, that's your heart. And what it's saying here is to incline thine ear unto wisdom, bend your ear to wisdom, and you apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the what? The fear of the Lord. Then you'll understand the reverence of God, of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Isn't that something? See? Where that reverence, how we find that reverence, that place, is by getting into the Word and getting that Word in our hearts. See? And the more of the Word that we see, the more of the Word that we learn, the more we learn about our God, the greater our reverence of Him is and grows. Isn't that something? Let's go to Proverbs 3. I want you to put a ribbon here in Proverbs 3, because I think I'm just going to read some, and then I think we're going to come back in a while. But I want to begin in verse 1 of Proverbs 3. And it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Now, when this was written, God's word was the law. It was the Mosaic law. And it was made up of commandments. See? Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. See? And the word that is written to us, rather than it being the commandments of the Mosaic law, concerns who and what we have and what we will have and be in Christ. That's the word that's addressed to us. Okay. So what we, when we read this, and we're going to see it, it's the same truth. We hide that which God makes known regarding who we are in Christ in our hearts. See? So that you incline your ear unto wisdom. Unto wisdom. You incline your ear unto wisdom. And apply your heart to understanding. Yea. I'm sorry, I'm reading back in chapter 2. Forget not my law. That's worth reading again, though. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. It's kind of interesting how that's put. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. If you were to lose mercy and truth, who would be doing the forsaking? Right. Isn't that something? But it's worded this way, and it's a beautiful figure, because what it does is, what it shows you, or the picture it draws, is you holding on. Isn't that cool? Don't let it get away. Don't let it get away. You hold on. Hold on to it. See? Isn't that a beautiful picture? Don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Don't let it get away. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table or the tablet of your heart. See? The tablet of your heart. Isn't that a beautiful figure? You know, God's word is written on the tablet of your heart. So shalt, verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. See? You'll find good understanding. Basically, it means practical, common sense. That's what the word builds. And that's something, that wisdom. Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. Now, this is easy to read. We read it very quickly. See? But this is something we really want to chew on, think about, meditate on. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. See? They're kind of like mutually exclusive. I lean to the Lord with all my heart, and not to my own understanding. See? And we're going to read something very similar addressed to us, the church of the body today. But again, this is something you need to think about and meditate on. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Okay, so what ways would be excluded? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. See? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Reverence the Lord and depart from evil, that which is contrary to God. It's kind of interesting. Being wise in your own eyes, or relying on your own understanding, or relying on your own wisdom, is, in this verse, is starkly contrasted with reverence of the Lord. See? And it is likened to that which is evil or contrary to God. Isn't that something? See? Boy, lean not to your understanding. This is so different than what the world teaches. What a successful man or woman looks like. Isn't it? It's amazing. It's amazing how different it is. See? To rely on God to the world is called weakness. To acknowledge God in all your ways to the world looks like insanity. Isn't that something? To order or base your life on a hope is to base your life on a pipe dream to the world. And that's what the world would call a wasted life. So, we got to make a decision. We got to decide in these things. See? Whether to acknowledge Him in all my ways or not. Yet I've got to make a decision. And sometimes it's hard. Some things are harder than others. And the Word deals with that. We're going to consider that in a moment. See? Again, be not wise in thine own eyes. Reverence the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow or moisture to your bones. Isn't that a great... Boy, there are some mornings, man, that sounds awful good. Moisture to your bones. I want you to keep your ribbon here because we are going to come back in a few minutes. But I want you to turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Number of places we could look. Romans chapter 5. Where we just read, talked a bit about peace. But this is such a great truth, and one, again, that is we can read just so quickly. But in chapter 5 of verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by believing, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom, Jesus Christ, we have access by believing or by the believing into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice or boast in hope of the glory of God. Here in Romans, very simply, we are at peace with God. Period. Here's the problem. Is sometimes our shortcomings, or we become more aware of our shortcomings than we are of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. Right? Absolutely. We are aware of where we fall short and perhaps blow it. But we're not at peace with God because of not having shortcomings. We're not at peace with God because we've got it together. We're not at peace with God because we don't make mistakes. We're at peace with God through who? Jesus Christ. That's what the Word says. Isn't that simple? We're at peace with God through Jesus Christ. Okay? So, when I go to my Heavenly Father, I'm at what? I'm at peace with Him. And I'm at peace with Him through who? Jesus Christ. That's right. Isn't that simple? Let's go to chapter 12 of Romans. Let's see. Let's start in verse 16. Boy, it's hard to pick a verse to really start in this chapter. You know what? Let's start up in verse 9. You know what? Let's start in verse 1. We're not going to read the whole chapter here. But I wanted to look at this just in light of reverencing God, acknowledging Him in all our ways, and not leaning to our own understanding. See? Verse 1 of chapter 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your lives, a living sacrifice, holy or sanctified. What that word holy means is that you're separate. You're separate from what? You're separated from the world. You're separated unto God. See, isn't that cool? You're separated unto God. You're separated unto the God that you are at peace with through your Lord Jesus Christ. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or logical service. It's what makes sense. Be not conformed to this world or this age. Don't be conformed to this age. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or put to the test what is that good and acceptable and perfect or mature will of God. See, not thinking more highly than you ought to think, it says in the next verse, which means to think soberly, according to what God has revealed regarding who and what we are in Christ. To lean to my own understanding, in this instance, would be to think less than what God says about me. It would be to think less than what I have in Christ. If I become more aware of my flesh than of what I am in Christ, whose understanding am I leaning to? See? And I'm allowing myself to be conformed to this age. And what God is encouraging us to do here is don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. See? I'm faithful. I'm telling you the truth. This is the truth. And if you'll do it, you'll prove it. You'll put it to the test. See? Isn't that cool? Now let's go to verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with what? With brotherly love. See? And I'll tell you, you know, that brotherly love, that issues from my understanding what Jesus Christ did for you. Right? You're my brother. I'm your brother. You're my sister. I'm not your sister. But I am your brother. Right? But that stems from, you know, you having called on the name of the Lord. I have called on the name of the Lord. You were worth the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was worth the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because of that I can call you brother. Not because we necessarily think alike or we like the same sports team or whatever. Do you understand? That's why I can call you brother. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You're diligent, you're fervent in the things of God. Rejoicing in the hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. You know, we're going to come back to this in just a minute. Bless them. Speak well of them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Whoa! Talk about not leaning to your understanding. Isn't that something? You know, speak well of them that what? Curse you. Hey, you got to sit back and think about that one for a moment. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind or think the same one toward another. Mind not high things or lofty things, but condescend to men of low estate to humble. Run with the humble is basically what it means. Be not wise in your own. And the word conceits is the word intellect. Isn't that something? Wow! Lean not to your own understanding. Don't be wise in your own intellect. See, now, that is opposite of this age, isn't it? Oh, intellect's everything. How smart you are is everything. The degree is everything. It's everything. Not to God. Maybe to men, but not to God. See? Recompense to no man. You know, I better stay. Never mind. Recompense to no man, evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto, and it should read, the wrath. See? Give place unto the wrath. There is a day coming in the future when all injustice will be dealt with. So give place to it. That's not your place. That's God's place. Vengeance is mine because his justice is perfect. If you and I try to mete out justice, we're going to blow it. We're going to be wrong. God's not going to be wrong. He'll be right. And his justice will be absolutely perfect. Isn't that awesome? See? So we just give place to it. That's part of reverencing God, acknowledging that, acknowledging who God is, acknowledging his justice. And what he knows. See? And out of that understanding and reverence, we give place. Let him do his job. We do what he says we need to do. Isn't that simple? You know? It's cool. Then it goes on here. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt burn his hair. No, heap coals of fire on his head, and that's a good thing. It's in reference to a custom that they had in the East, and it meant to warm. You'll warm that person. Isn't that something? Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, another familiar verse, and then we're going to go back to Proverbs here in just a moment. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And in case you missed it, rejoice. We have a lot to rejoice about. Let your moderation be known unto all. The Lord is at hand. Let me tell you something. This moderation is the not demanding your just rights. What may seem right, which may seem, you know, I'm do this, I'm whatever. It is stepping aside from demanding your just rights. The Lord's at hand. God will take care of it. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he returns, is going to take care of some things. Do you understand? He will see to whatever rights we think we have. He'll see to it. See? So I don't live that way. Isn't that something? See, that's not leaning. Now, when I start to see this stuff, and I'm not leaning to my own understanding. See, I'm going to do it God's way. And that's reverencing God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. See? That's right. And that's going to require, you know, because many times, or sometimes anyway, we are more aware of the problem than we are of the solution. You know, we're more aware of our lack of understanding or knowledge regarding a thing than we are God's understanding and his willingness to make it known to us, his kids. That's something. So, you know, we give those things to him in everything. Prayer, thanksgiving, let your request, and the peace of God, which passes or is beyond all understanding. Isn't that something? Shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See? That peace, you know, knowing who God is and his faithfulness, his goodness, his trustworthiness. Let's go to, oh boy, there's just a lot of great scriptures here that we could go to. But, no, we're going to. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2. I just want to read this. We read this a couple of weeks ago, I think. Such a wonderful section. Let's pick this up in verse 10. Well, you know what? Let's start in verse 6. Boy, I'm doing that a lot this morning, huh? Verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith or the believing, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, watch, be aware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy, and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or the elements of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. You are complete in who? In Christ. Complete. Sometimes we are more aware of some of the things regarding our old nature, what we received from Adam, than what we have and who we are in Christ. See? Those are things I build in my heart. And those are the things that I walk out on. I am complete in him. Am I lacking something? Am I? No. No, because I'm complete. Therefore, I'm not lacking. Isn't that something? That's it. I'm not lacking anything. I might feel like I am sometimes, but I'm not. And if I feel like I am, and I go with that, what am I doing? I'm leaning to, right, I'm right, being wise in my own thinking, in my own intellect, leaning to my own understanding. See, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want you to go back to Proverbs, and I'm going to do this quickly. But it's just, this really blesses me, because this is such a wonderful thing here. A wonderful, practical way. We're not to lean to our own understanding. We're to acknowledge him in all our ways. Health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Verse 9, Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. See? Then it says, my son, despise not the instruction of the Lord. Wow. Here's talking about giving. Now, there's something that goes against understanding. I give, and if I give, my barns will be filled. The world says the only way your barns can be filled is save. What a, I love that this verse is here, because this is such a wonderful, simple, practical way to put God's word to the test. Don't lean to your understanding. Jesus Christ talked about this. You know, he taught that when you give, men will give into your bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and what? And running over. Isn't that something? But that's going to require your reverencing God and not leaning to your understanding. Trusting Him. Trusting Him. Trusting that what He says is true. See? Let's look at a scripture real quick in 2 Corinthians 9. We're almost done here. But this is great stuff just to think about, isn't it? You know, it's just, it's where the rubber meets the road. 2 Corinthians 9. Well, let's start in verse 1. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. It's exceeding the need. It's not really necessary. For I know the forwardness or the eagerness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia. Excuse me. That Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Isn't that cool? You know, these saints were like, they were into this, man. They saw it. They saw God's word coming to pass. So they were just, they were ready to do this, man. They were just tripping on giving. And other saints saw that and thought, wow, that's cool. That's the literal translation according to my usage. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready, lest haply if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting, ashamed or disgraced or disappointed in his expectations. Isn't that something? Because Paul, boasting of these saints, he didn't want these folks to be disappointed in their expectations due to what Paul had boasted about. See? Isn't that something? Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not of covetousness, not of greed. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now, is this saying that God pays you off for giving? No. No. It's that I am taking God at his word. Isn't that something? I'm not leaning to my own understanding and believing him. He brings his word to pass. Do I? No, God does. Isn't that something? And it's such a simple, wonderful, practical way to watch it work. To not lean to your own understanding in something. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of grief.
Okay.
Or of necessity. Out of compulsion, you've shamed me into it. You know? No. That's no. For God what? You're doing it because that's what God's word says to do it. So you're just tripping on what God says to do it, and you do it, and God loves that. Isn't that cool? Isn't that simple? It's what God's word says to do. So I'm going to do it. Boom. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to or in every good work. Isn't that something? See, God doesn't hold back. What a wonderful practical way to carry something out in your life that's not leaning to your own understanding, that goes contrary to the senses. See? And to see God's word come to pass, to see God's work, it's really something. You know, I mentioned in opening about our hope. God has lovingly provided us with a demonstration of His love in the giving of His Son. When we believe on His Son, we confess Him as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, we receive life, the life of God. That life is spirit. It's spirit. That life is eternal life spirit. It is a deposit of what we have coming in the future. And God demonstrated this in the resurrection of His Son and marking out Him out as Lord. And it's that resurrection life that we have a deposit on, and it is that life that we look forward to in the future when we are with our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in His grace and mercy, gave us a demonstration, a proof, a deposit of what it is He's going to bring to pass in the future. We couldn't be further from men who are to be most pitied. Rather, you begin to understand when God says, rejoice. And if you didn't get it the first time, I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. Isn't that something? See, so much to be thankful for. And we got a faithful God that brings His word to pass. See? And it's up to us to step out on it. And when we do, we get blessed. We're just going to get blessed. So, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh.